Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone woke up this morning feeling refreshed and revived for another day. Thank you to my Caribbean listeners. Thank you to Africa, United Kingdom, America. Thank you to everyone who have been following me throughout the months. For those of you who are listening for the first time, this is Dr. Erita Taylor, author of His Strength in My Weakness, A Journey of Brokenness, Breakthrough, and Transformation. This morning I woke up and I was not intending to do a podcast, but the Lord laid it on my heart to do this. So what he laid on my heart was to look at the things that he is doing in my life and give him thanks. So this morning I'm going to mention all the things that we need to give him thanks for, because sometimes we forget. Father, I want to thank you first and foremost for the sun that is shining down on us. Thank you for the rain that you sent the other day. Father, I woke up this morning and I wasn't in a good mind, but I just want to thank you because I'm still here. For those of you who are not feeling yourself this morning, I want you to stop and give God thanks because you are still here. You're still breathing. COVID is covering the entire world, but if you can hear my voice this morning, you are still here. So go ahead and give God thanks. Thank God for your spouses, your children. Sometimes they get on our nerves, but at least you have someone there in your life who will take care of you if you're sick, you're not feeling well, you're hungry, you don't have a dollar. They're there for you. Maybe not all of them will do the same thing, but for the most part, they will do it. So go ahead and give God thanks for your spouse. Give God thanks for your children and pray for the children and give God thanks for the change that's going to come in their life. Because sometimes they do the things that really makes us want to strangle them. But through prayer, through you praying for them, this is what you're going to give God thanks for, because you're believing that God will change the situation. So go ahead and give God thanks for that this morning. For those of you with a heavy heart because you don't know where your next meal is going to come from, where you're going to sleep tonight, go ahead and give God thanks for the person that is going to provide you with your next loaf of bread. Give God thanks for the roof that's going to be over your health. Your head tonight, though you do not see it. And that is what I'm doing this morning. I'm giving God thanks that my things are going to change for me, because the more I get up and try to do what he wants me to do, something always come in the way. So stand with me and let's give God thanks for the things that we cannot see, because he said by faith and our work things get done. And I am paraphrasing. So we need to have faith that things are going to change. So let's just go ahead and give God thanks. Thank God for those friends that we have, that sometimes they treat us better than family. And no matter what hour of the night we call them, no matter what the situation is, we call them, we know that they're there for us. And for those friends that they will give you your last dollar. I've had friends who have done that for me, split a $5 bill so we both could have. Let's give God thanks for those friends. Sometimes we expect things from certain people. They don't come through for us. Let's give God thanks for the ones that come through. And let's give God thanks for the ones that don't, because they're showing you who they are. So let's just give God thanks for all the little things and not worry about the big things, because he said that he will give us the desires of our heart. So as we go through today, no matter how small it looks, no matter what frame of mind we're in, those words will change it for you. Just say, thank you, Lord. The bosses that are riding your back and trying to it feels like they're trying to take your job away from you. Give God thanks, because maybe God is trying to get you out of there into something better. And you go to work and the environment is just so hostile, you can't take it. Just tell God thank you, because he will not keep you, take you any place he can keep you. And if it's not a place that you don't need to be, he will remove you from there. We can also thank God for any ailments that are ailing our body. We're going to give him thanks and allow him to heal us. So we're thanking him for the healing. A year ago, I got up in some mornings and I couldn't move. And I spoke to God and I told him, you said that we're going to do this. Now I need you to heal my body. And I lie to you not when I tell you. That have changed. So we're going to give God thanks for things that we do not see, things that we can't comprehend, because he sees the overall picture. So let's give God thanks for sickness. Let's give God thanks for health and strength. Let's give him thanks for the $2 we have in our bank account, knowing fully well that he's going to make it $4 and $40 in his time frame. Let's give God thanks for our spouses, our children, a roof over our head. After all these years, when I come out the shower, my ex-husband will tell you, my children will tell you, I say, thank you, God, for hot water. That have stayed with me for I don't know how many years. So these are the little things that sometimes we take for granted, but it means so much to someone else. So we're just going to give God thanks. And sometimes when we try to say thank you, the words won't come out because our mind is so boggled with all the problems that we have. But when you say thank you, Lord, it makes a huge difference in how your day turns out, because he is the one that's in control. We can't change anything in our life. No matter how much we try, we can't. And I am living testimony that when I try to take control, and I'm a control freak, everyone would tell you that, that things just does not work out well. And before you know it, I'm crying and I'm down. But when I say thank you, God, and I allow him to do what he do best, things turn around. And I know that's why he want me to do this podcast this morning, giving him thanks, because I need a shift in the atmosphere. We need a shift in this atmosphere. We need to give him thanks that we are still here and thank him for taking away COVID-19. It has been going on for quite some time, and now it's worse than it have ever been. So God, we just thank you that you're going to take away COVID-19. We thank you that we're still here. And though we're going through some rough times, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for laying us down last night so we had peaceful sleep. Thank you for food on our table. Thank you for everything that you have done, everything you're doing, and everything you're getting ready to do. That have been a prayer of mine for many, many years, because I don't know what he's going to do, and all I can do is give him thanks. So no matter what you're going through today, listeners, I just want you to take that one moment and say, thank you, Lord. And if you want to add to it, tell him what you're thankful for. Tell him. Even that spouse that's driving you crazy, say, thank you for my spouse. Even when you have no money in your bank account, thank you for blessing my wallet. That is something that I've always said too. Thank you for blessing my wallet. And you will see the change start to come, because he wants us to show appreciation. Because when we show appreciation, then he could continue to bless us. So let's just say, thank you, Lord. And I am going to say it for everyone who is listening this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for food on our table. And though it may not be what we want to eat, we're going to thank you anyway. We're just going to thank you that you have blessed us, even though we don't deserve it. So thank you for everything, dear God, on this day. Listeners, if you have listened to that, I pray that you do get up and you say thank you. I pray that you stop whatever you're doing right now and you say thank you, Lord. Because we do need to say that for a shift in the atmosphere. Father God, I would like to thank you for today. I'd like to thank you for yesterday. And I am going to thank you for tomorrow. I want to thank you for my children. My son Kyle said, Ma, you get on your podcast and you say thank you to everybody, but what about KJ? So I want to thank you for Travis Rich Kyle Ori. I want to thank you for Travis's children, Briley, TJ, Holden, and Wyatt. Father God, I want to thank you for my mother, my sisters, my brother, my nieces, my nephew. I want to thank you for my friends. And I want to thank you for everyone who's listening to this podcast. Some people are listening that I haven't seen in years. We went to school together in Antigua Pierce Secondary School. I lived in New York. I lived in Indiana. But I just want to thank you for everyone who's listening and everyone who hears about this podcast, dear God. I want to thank you for taking away COVID-19. I want to thank you for easing the burdens of our heart, dear God. And I just want to thank you for the healing that you're going to bring to everyone who's sick, dear God. You said by your stripes that we are healed. You said that all we need to do, and I'm paraphrasing, is give you thanks and you will provide the desires of our hearts. Lord, each and every one of us have different desires, but I'm believing that you will grant us the desires of our heart according to your word, not according to our own selfish needs. Father God, I just want to give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, dear God. Thank you for sending the sun out this morning and let it shine. Thank you for the places that are getting rain and the places that have not seen rain, like Antigua. I know that you're going to send rain, dear God. So, Father God, I just want to give you all the praise and all the glory. And I say thank you. Thank you, Lord. My book ended by saying, what happened if we just give you thanks? Thank you for our spouses and for our jobs, that our lives would be different. Our lives would be better. So today I'm giving you thanks that you're going to make our life better. In Jesus' name, amen. Listeners, be thankful today. Give God thanks for everything, no matter how small, no matter how big, and watch what our big God can do in your lives. Be blessed. Have a great day. Bye.